While I was going through school, the one thing that caused the most fear in me, the one thing that kept me up for days and weeks on end, was when at the beginning of a semester, a teacher would say, during the course of this semester, there will be a few pop quizzes. I hated pop quizzes. I mean, if I knew when the tests were, that's fine, because the test is like November 17th, then I could just stay up all night on the 16th and cram. But when you have those pop quizzes, like, you can never sleep. Like, it could be today. It could be midway through the class, and you're always living with all this anxiety. And Jesus tells you and me that there'll come a day for each one of us, and we do not know the hour or the day. So how is it that we can prepare for this entry into eternity? There's a couple extremes in our current world. One is that we can live with fear, knowing that I could die any moment. I live with fear. I go, this might be the moment. So I'm just gonna make sure I do everything right, and I'm just gonna be really uptight, and I'm not gonna allow any freedom, because if this is the moment, then I just wanna make sure I'm ready. Living with fear, it's kept a lot of kids out of trouble. If you do that, son. But fear is not one of the fruit of the Holy Spirit. Fear is not how God wants you or me to live. Fear is not that which is supposed to fill up our lives. We can live in fear. But that's not it. The other extreme I noticed today is this rose-colored optimism. Oh, don't worry, because everybody goes to heaven. You hear it all the time, like, yeah, Uncle Joe, he was like quite the character, but I'm certain he's up in heaven, you know, pulling practical jokes on God. Well, maybe. I hope it's easy to get into heaven. But Jesus never once said it's easy to get into heaven. He never said, oh, everybody gets into heaven. In fact, he said the road is narrow. So how should we live? You and I should live in hope. See, God gives to you and to me the gift of our baptism, this incredible virtue called hope. That we are called to live in hope, that we are the people of hope, that hope is what characterizes us as a Christian community, as individuals. What is hope? Hope is a desire for something and believing that you'll get it. Hope is the desire for something and living with the confidence that you will get it. So, for example, there might be a few here hoping that the Vikings win tonight. That's just wishful thinking. Is that a little Viking right there? Or I might be hoping that I'll get an A on this test. Well, I didn't study for it, so I'm not going to get an A on that test. That's ignorant hoping. Or I might be hoping that I might play for the Vikings. Well, those days have gone. Our hope in Christ is that one day we will dwell with God and all the saints and angels for all eternity. That is the hope that God wants to give to each one of us, that we live in hope. That we live each day in hope, that we have this confidence, this awareness that God actually believes and wants and desires for you and for me to dwell with him always. That we are called to be a people of hope, that no matter what's going on in our lives, I have hope. Therefore, I go forward. See, when you have hope, You don't make sure that everything has to be perfect in order to have a good day. When you and I have hope, we move forward with confidence. We move forward with joy and peace because my hope is not dependent upon it being 72 degrees tomorrow. My hope is in Jesus, who desires me to be with him forever. So you and I, we need to cultivate hope in our souls, in our lives. We need to cultivate this great virtue of hope, that we have this confidence, this awareness that God really does love you. And loving you, he wants you and made you to dwell with him forever. Therefore, we spend ourselves on this side of eternity. We do all that we can. We help people. We don't count the cost. We serve. We don't say, you should serve me. We give, and we don't say, you should give to me. Because my hope is not that you say thank you to me. Right, moms? Have you been thanked the last 12 years? Our hope is rooted in Jesus, who desires you and me to dwell with him for all eternity. So Jesus says, learn a lesson from the fig tree. Now, I have not studied many fig trees. But basically what he's saying here is, you know, the fig tree after the winter, it looks like it's dead. It's like just barren branches. But after a while, you begin to notice that the brittle branches become more supple, that you can actually bend them without them breaking. And then you notice that there's buds, and then leaves and flowers, and eventually the fruit. We bear fruit. What kind of fruit are you bearing? The fruit of love, kindness, and joy. The fruit of being generous to someone, even when they're stingy to you. The fruit of being polite to someone, even when they're offensive to you. The fruit of giving, even when not thanked. That's the fruit that God calls us and graces us to bear. It shows that we have hope alive in us. Had a lot of masses today. Not much voice left, which is okay. There's this beautiful song written a number of years ago, not that long ago, called O God Beyond All Praising. It's a beautiful hymn of our tradition, of our broad Christian tradition. And verse 1 and 2 were written, and usually when you go to church and they sing it, they only sing verses 1 and 3, or verses 1 and 3 were written, and there's this verse in the middle that says, may be omitted. That's because verse 2 was written a little later for the funeral of his daughter. So I'm going to invite us to sing verse 2 and 3 of 626, I think it is.
627.
So I just want, before we sing it yet, so just get your hymnal out. But I want it to be a prayer as we sing the 627, a prayer that we might ask God to deepen our hope in our lives so that we, as we go forth from here, might be filled with hope, might fill the world around us with hope. That the world, which needs so much hope, when it encounters you, hope will fill them. So as we sing verses 2 and 3, that first verse again, it might be a little heavy, but that's what we're living for. We're living to be a people of hope.
Time must surely die. It is fragile bloom, surrender. If heaven and death has set us free, and we, though here were given the final victory, then him, O gracious Savior, accept the love.